B-Pod Studios.
Zola and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what probably we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a Finish Strong Friday presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Celebrating 29 years of finishing every job strong. Thanking their amazing employees and customers for their loyalty and service. Finish your next job strong. Visit call128.com.
Yeah. Strong. You have something, Zoe?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about plumbing there for a second.
Yeah? What about it?
I need some help with like some external heads, faucet heads on the house. I'll talk to you about that.
What's wrong with the heads you got?
The Silcox?
Getting older.
That's what they're called.
Silcox?
Silcox. Those are Silcox that you need. You need those replaced, huh?
Yeah.
You like the full turn or
get a couple down at the zoo.
Or a quarter turn. What do you prefer? I'm going to just keep going. Ignore that. He ignored me. You hear what I said?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need quarter turn or full
quarter
turn?
Quarter or four. Yeah. Which one do you like?
I'm interested in that quarter turn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy. It's real quick.
Keep going.
Just right. Whoop. It's on.
Wow.
On, off, on, off. Mm. Yep.
How about a pet cock?
Go to the pet store for them.
I'm sorry, what?
Pet cock. Different kind of valve.
No, but like if you had a.
Never heard of a
if
pet
you had
cock?
A pet.
No,
but
I know.
Think about it. If you
tell
want
me
pet,
more about that particular
if you want a pet dog, you could get a pet cat. You could get a pet cock.
All right, no more cock talk, says
you could put a cock pen outside and they could, you know, peck cock food all day.
No, this is the other one is, I think, more used in like heating systems, like steam or whatever. Ronnie, the limo driver, used to talk about having to flip it over.
I'm sorry. Who?
What happened here?
That's the name of a valve. You don't have to dump it.
Ronnie the limo driver?
Yeah. Ronnie the limo driver?
Yeah, who the hell is that?
Howard's driver.
Oh, I thought it was someone you knew.
Yeah, I thought like...
I thought you had a Ronnie driver at that point.
No, when he wanted to go... You know how certain days you want, like, this morning? You may have wanted heat in the morning, but you need air conditioning by, like, noon, right? Well, the car that Ronnie was driving, you couldn't go from one to the other without getting under the hood and flipping the petcock valve to switch it from the heating system to the cooling system. And that obviously caused a lot of issues.
He's got a petcock under his hood. Well, I'm talking about roosters.
All right, then. Let's move on, shall we?
Yep.
Shall we move on? Are you guys ready for the playoffs? Do you feel amped for Bruins playoffs?
Yes.
I'm not feeling it yet. I need to see a game. Yeah,
need a game.
What?
Need a game.
I need a game.
It's a nice day today.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
it. Josh Fowler doesn't even feel it. He's trying to program the show. Like, he wants us to do a Yacht Rock Friday. I'm not even really feeling that.
No, I'm just...
Like, no. We'll plan a show, Josh. Thanks.
Yeah, don't worry about us.
Our guy Wags is going to be in. He called in yesterday. We asked him what he's in here, and he's like, well, did you see the practice lines? I'm like, no.
He was a little salty that we didn't already know.
But, he was on the fourth line of practice, so I think we're probably going to see at least some of Chris Wagner tomorrow night.
He was fired up. He's like, short of nap day.
He was all business yesterday.
Yeah.
That got me ready.
Was he from Maine all of a sudden?
Yeah. No, I mean, Wags has that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typical Wags. It was good.
No, he wasn't typical. That's my point.
He was. I mean, yeah, was, you know what? Yeah, he wasn't.
He was a little more focused.
Yeah, not playful.
More dialed in. It's playoffs. People.
Ready.
I think the future of Tuukka Rask is heavily dependent on what happens in these playoffs. I think there's a lot to watch here. You know, Zoe joked a couple of years ago. I'm not even sure you were joking, but it was, how soon does Rask get benched? These playoffs, Zoe, you could amend that and say, how soon does Rask no longer be a Bruin?
Hook. Wow. Be a Bruin.
And I think that his future became even more uncertain, at least in terms of how people think about it, today on Toucher and Rich with Cam Neely. Did you hear him speaking about it?
I heard him, and I picked something out that you didn't hear either, but we'll get to it.
Okay. Well, listen to this. Cam Neely being asked by Rich Schertenlieb about Tuukka Rask.
Does the success of Swayman change the way you view Tuukka Rask and how and whether or not you would like to extend him?
Well, you know, the way he's played certainly has opened our eyes. Like, you know, maybe it's fast forward a little bit more than we anticipated. He came in and certainly, I don't need to tell you guys, certainly stepped up when we needed him and played extremely, extremely well for a young goaltender in the National Hockey League. So, you know, and then Vladar played well for us at times too. So, you know, for the future is bright for us in the goaltending department.
Does that give you a different view towards the extending of Tuukka Rask?
You know, we're going to sit down with Tuukka and see where his head's at as far as, you know, how he's feeling physically and what he may need to do in this offseason. We'll take it from there.
That is very uncertain and non-committal on Tuukka Rask.
I thought he gave something away at the end.
Was it about the agent?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Go. What is it?
We'll have to sit down with him when the season's over. See how he feels and see where his head's at. See how he physically feels and what he needs to do in the offseason. Tells me he's dealing with an injury and it may require surgery. And are you
the back?
Now I'm putting a lot of words in there. The injury needs to be addressed. Do you want to do it? Do you want to go through the rehab or are you good? Do you want to do this more? Play it again. Because I thought he slipped, not slipped, but.
See where his head's at as far as you know how he's feeling physically and what he may need to do in this offseason. We'll take it from there.
What he may need to do this offseason, and we'll take it from there. Physically, what he may need to do this offseason, where his head's at physically, where he's at, what he may need to do this offseason.
In terms of a rehab.
He may need surgery and a rehab.
Does he want to go through a rehab?
Do you want to do that? It's like Gronkowski in his back. You know, at some point, like you're done playing or you're feeling good or you're back. He's obviously not feeling great. He's told you that publicly. He actually told you it was great to get away for hockey a little bit there in April. That's not a guy that feels good. But he's good enough to play at a high level still, even with an injury. They're always hurt. These guys always play through stuff. It's a little tougher when you're a goalie and you got to move. It's your back or it's your hip. It's all reflex, man.
Is he saying he's got to mentally reset in the offseason?
I thought that was a possibility, too.
Play it again, please.
What he's got to do and mentally where he's at and mentally what he's going to have to do to go back to playing.
See where his head's at as far as, you know, how he's feeling physically and what he may need to do in this offseason. We'll take it from there.
And what he may need to do.
Yeah, that, I think it's something more likely what Zoe's saying.
There's something that's pending there. Can't do it now because season's over, right?
So we had heard reports that the Bruins were interested in re-signing Rask and getting extensions done with both Rask and Halak earlier in the season. I think Cam Neely pretty much admitted that the team has changed their mind on that by saying that Don Sweeney had talked to Tuukka's agent. How do you think that call went, though? Don Sweeney called Tuukka's agent.
Hey, it's Donnie here in Boston. Just want to talk to you about Tuukka for a little bit. You know, we all know the situation here, you know, both on and off the ice, but yeah, I think the player understands how we feel about him, the importance of him. You know, us now as a contender and how this team's built and you know, our window to win now. We're looking to continue to make Tuukka part of that. We like Vladar. We like Swayman. I mean, you see how good the kid is. And, you know, we seriously need to sit down with him, see if he wants to talk about this. Because we're willing to do an extension, but obviously not the number that we've traditionally been hitting year to year with Tuukka. So
let's assume that Tuukka Rask has a Finnish agent. I have no idea if he does.
Daddy, I like to talk about my client. He played hockey between the pipes and stopped the puck. He better go with the gloves at the top shelf.
You asked him to do that.
What if Morgan Freeman? What if Morgan Freeman was?
He said, "No problem." On cue, here I go.
What if?
Here I go.
What if Sean Penn and Mystic River?
Yeah, there it is.
You talking about McClellan? You talking about that goalie over there?
You're morphing more into De Niro with this.
It's okay. I like it.
Is it my goalie? That's got to be my goalie.
It's my new favorite Zoe impression.
More on what Neely said on Rask about the agent conversations with Don Sweeney and the future of Rask. And if he's not feeling well and he does need surgery in the offseason and a rehab, what's that mean for how he's going to hold up over a playoff run? We'll pick that up on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Up to date at work.
Rose. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if you smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I love the creativity of our listeners. You know, off the voice impressions.
Sure, why is that?
Josh in the Bell Truck, at Mark Bertrand. I wonder what it would sound like if Don Sweeney tried doing Morgan Freeman.
Didn't we cover that the other day?
No.
I thought we had blended those two already.
I got my money on the fat, squirrely kid. I could get anything in here that costs you 3 packs of smokes. My sisters, I told him, man, Andy, you got to stay away from those guys' sisters. Especially the guy with the orange hair.
Well, Don Sweeney has been talking to Tuukka Rask's agent, but not recently, according to Cam Neely, saying we've kind of just left it alone a little bit as the season went.
Yeah.
Tuukka has always said this is the only place he wants to play. We do have some decisions to make in the offseason, and Tuukka is one of them.
Yeah.
That tells you there's no commitment to re-signing him. That's a commitment to, we've got to make a call on that.
Well, contract's
up. We're
going to
talk to him. We're going to make a call on this. There is no commitment to, we want that guy back. Patriot. That was not expressed today.
Contract's up. Patriots had to make a decision on Brady. He hits free agency. Tuukka will hit free agency. You have to make a decision. What do you want to do? Do you want to get into running for him? Or do you want him back? Do you not want him back?
So it was reported this season the Bruins wanted both Halak and Rask back.
Things change.
It doesn't feel like that's how they feel right now, and that's good. I'm glad they don't feel that way anymore. They shouldn't feel that way anymore.
I think Neely talked about that too with Swayman, right?
What about him mentioning Vladar in that answer he gave Rich that we just played? Now, Vladar played well too, so the future is bright.
It's smart that the president did that.
The way I hear that is, again, before we start getting the calls on the expansion draft, in their mind, they would really like a duo of Swayman and Vladar. Mm. Two young, cheap goalies. That's what it sounded like to me. That if this works out the way we might like it to work out, Swayman has been impressive. It's why we named him Tuukka's backup. It's why if Tuukka's back or whatever else it is he's dealing with or his head, as Neely, I couldn't believe Neely brought up, we got to, see where his head's at.
Well, I think
in wording anything about Tuukka Rask, I was surprised he said that.
I think that's common discussion, though. At. Like, where's your head at? Like, you want to come back? Like, what do you?
Just the phrasing of it was not kind to Tuukka because people often talk about the guy's head.
I didn't take it that way, though.
So I think there's always the chance that Swayman could play, and that would just catapult him into being the Bruins' starting goaltender next year. That's a long way of getting to the. Forget when Tuukka's replaced for a playoff run. Is Tuukka being replaced permanently?
It would be fun to sort of get that young phenom in net and get him up and running, and all of a sudden he gets christened as the future, and like he's the guy. Like, that's a difference in a team, but you're still confident about the team because you're going to still have guys like Marchand and Bergeron out there. It gives your chance as an organization to continue to contend and still juggle that age gap, get younger, and also get better. It may free up to sign other guys that you need to keep, like Hall or, you know, Krejci if he wants to come back. So a lot of decisions to make, and they're going to have some money to do it.
617-779-0985. Gino in the car on this. Hey, Gino.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey.
Good. So that was great impressions of Don Sweeney, by the way. I really like that.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, so going into this playoffs, we know that Rask is going to be the starter. But do you guys kind of get the sense of an opposite effect of, like, similar to Brady and Garoppolo, where Garoppolo pushed Brady to be better? I'm not sure if that's going to happen with Swayman and Tuca, partially because I'm not sure, even sure if he's 100%.
And I'd say that, and I cut you off quickly, because I think Tuca's so unique and different, it doesn't faze him. That guy's tapped out on some big moments, and it hasn't fazed him, and I don't think he cares what people think. You know, after big games, he's the same. After games where he gives up three or four and gets yanked, he's the same. Well, there's always next time. Next time out. It's part of hockey. What do you do about it? You move on. He's always been that way. And sometimes that's good, because, you know, you just get a guy that's got ice in his veins and just, you know, it's not going to crap his pants. And some guys just get so consumed with the moment or the drama of it, or, oh, they brought this guy up. What am I going to do? I don't think it phases Tuca. Do you?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
But Brady, he knew Garoppolo was there. Bill said it. Hey, we know Tom's contract situation and aged. He's getting old. We got to get young there. Ooh. Yep, that one.
Robert and Natick on Tom Brady Sr. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I was just thinking about one take you guys haven't talked about. Do you think Tom's dad thinks we're actually excited for Tom to come in, maybe get some revenge on Bill? I just don't think you guys have talked about it from that angle. Thanks.
Yes.
Haven't hit on that one?
I think
no one's talked about that angle.
I think you exclusively hit on that angle. But yes, that's probably the unspoken thing when he called in yesterday.
Oh, you mean his old coach for 20 years.
I don't think he has an issue so much with Jonathan and Robert. He singled them out. Did he mention Bill yesterday, Zoe? Did he say anything about the coach?
He did say Belichick, yes.
He did. Okay.
He did.
But
fraudulent.
Slid it in there.
Yeah. Had to. Obligatory.
He knew it.
Real amped up for a big revenge win against who?
And that's not to say that it's all Bill who wanted Tom out, and that there weren't feelings coming from ownership, the coach, and the quarterback. You know, it was this, you know, three-way of emotion, and who wants to leave, who wanted him to stay, all that. But the fact is, when you're talking about this dynamic of the three, and we had talked about it for years, you know, three strong-willed people between you know, Robert and Bill and Tom. And eventually there's going to be some oil and water mixing there.
It's a holy trinity.
It was Bill and Tom who had the most one-on-one interaction. So if there's going to be any bad blood, it's more than likely going to be between the two that had to see and work with each other day in and day out. And maybe not so much with ownership. I think that's just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have touched on that aspect of the story.
I think what he may have been angling at too was, are fans in New England, is there a segment of fans in New England who will root for Brady in that game? The Jim Murrays of the world to root for Brady and the Bucks to stick it to Bill.
I hope not, but I think there's a faction that,
and I'm putting words in Jim Murray's mouth. I have no idea what he said about this.
I know. And I think it's how the game goes. Who's the other quarterback? Did it get any better? And if it gets ugly, can it turn? I think there are factions. It's fandom. That's what people do.
I think it's probably
angry.
A handful of people who want to see that happen. But what I think you're going to have a lot more of,
it's a small faction that can get larger,
are people who are going to be fine with the outcome of that one game either way. Of course, they want the Patriots to win. They're not rooting for Tom Brady. But if Brady comes in here and wins, it doesn't
feel like a horrible loss.
It's not the worst thing in the world, because he still feels like you're a guy.
for that reason and for the, yeah, there you go, Bill. You got what you deserve.
I don't know.
You know?
Because, like, he went elsewhere. He won at the highest level elsewhere. Then he came back and he beat you. And it's like, it's doubling you up. It is. And I know it's a regular season game. It's about, hey, getting back in the AFC East and win the whole
game. Maybe that's what Tom Senior was calling about. Just keeping it positive.
Yeah.
And how no matter what happens in that game, everyone's going to be happy.
Gideon licking his chops.
We just want to be happy. We just want to be at peace with everybody. Oh, and we want to go there and blow Belichick's, beat his brains in that game.
Blow doors.
Yeah, blow doors.
Candidly.
And break records, all-time records, which nobody cares about, but will be a thing in that game. Hardy has our headlines. We've got more of your calls on Tom Brady Sr. and the Bruins ahead of the playoffs beginning tomorrow. Oh, big announcement on that front today, too. An extension of the agreement between the Bruins and 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fantastic.
So, big news today. There's that. And, of course, some Celtics news on both Jaylen Brown and Brad Stevens. Two guys that could potentially be suiting up elsewhere next season. Ooh. Yeah, we'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Good. Have a surgery today. Went well. Every report out of the surgery is very positive.
Brad Stevens from his underwater lair there talking about Jaylen Brown and is expected to return. He's now expected to get back in 3 months, not the 6 months in that 3 to 6 range. How do you say that thing that he hurt there in his wrist?
A thing?
Scapholinate?
Hickamajigger?
Can we need a doctor?
Refractory ligament?
No.
Skip a doozle.
Scapholinate.
Sounds like an intern.
He had that scapa reconstruction. Scaparotti reconstruction surgery there to get the thing fixed. But he's expected to be out about 3 months. Is that good or bad for the Celtics? Obviously, good for a couple of reasons. That means it went well and the wrist is in good shape. And that means if it's in 3 months back on a court, that means his medicals will be good in trade season.
Yay.
What do you mean yay?
If you want to get rid of him. I don't want to get rid of Jaylen Brown.
Major significant changes to the Celtics, you have to consider him as being an option. You have to consider everybody being an option. Would you trade Jason Tatum in the right deal?
To trade Jason Tatum.
Yeah, a deal that really makes you better.
Yeah.
Gets you I don't think that deal exists.
It'll give me two stars.
I really don't think it exists, did, in theory, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's ever going to happen. It's going to be a very hard deal to pull off if that were to be the case. But still, Jaylen Brown on the better end of the 3 to 6. That means the possibility of him being a trade piece is back on. Mm-hmm. Do I think Danny Ainge would be willing to trade him? No. In fact, I heard Danny Ainge yesterday saying that if we're making deals, we're not going to be moving our best players. Well, then you're not going to be making any deals that significantly change the team.
Yeah.
And I thought he was including Marcus Smart in that yesterday. I don't know if you guys thought that.
I didn't think that.
I did not think
that. Including Smart.
Nope. I thought he was talking about Smart in a way that made him sound very attractive to another team.
Okay, good.
Yeah, pumping his tires.
Because I thought he was, again, protecting Brown, Tatum, Smart.
I think he's got to pretend he loves Marcus Smart and covets him and think, oh, he's the heart and soul of our team. And just the energy, players love it.
You don't think the Celtics legitimately feel that way about
it? No, I do. I do, but I think it needs to be reinforced publicly. Because I think people from the outside, I think the outside markets look at it and say, well, he's not a great player.
I also think the question gets answered differently. If you're just planning on moving some fringe pieces or something outside of those three, and when you say, well, what about this offseason? Will there be changes? If it's not going to be anyone big, then you say, well, of course there are going to be changes. There's changes every offseason. Contracts come up and, no team brings back the exact same roster. But instead he said, there will be changes in the offseason. And it's a slight difference, but one indicates real change where the other one is just, well, yeah, of course there's going to be change in the offseason. Some guys leave, some guys stay.
He also, Danny Ainge, that is, publicly backed up Brad Stevens yesterday in his interview here on Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports. He backed Stevens, while Jeff Goodman, who continues to report and speculate on Brad Stevens' future, has this to say about him.
Here's my deal with Brad. It's so hard for me to say this because, again, you guys know I've known Brad probably longer than any media person, right? I mean, lucky enough, I covered him when he was an assistant at Butler, head coach at Butler. I covered those runs. You know, weirdly, I'm here in Boston. He gets, he's with the Celtics. So, like, I've known Brad so long, and I love the guy. I'll say it. Like, I know we're supposed to be objective, but I love the guy. I think he's one of the best human beings you're ever going to meet. I always say, like, you need to pinch Brad Stevens sometimes and make sure he's real, because that's how good of a human being Brad Stevens is. Okay. And I feel like because of that,
come on,
I almost want him out.
Come on.
I would hope the Pacers – do you know – I don't know what the deal is with this, Chris. You probably don't either because, again, Brad's agent is his wife, so there's not a lot of leaks out here with his contract. But I do see that being the perfect situation, right? The Pacers are struggling. They've underachieved too this year, certainly, and Brad going back home. To Indiana, like, it makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense, he says. He likes Brad Stevens so much. This is what caught my ear there. Not that he could potentially get traded to the Pacers. We kicked that idea around earlier this week. The fact is, I like Brad so much, I'd like to see him get out of there. I don't know if I'm directly quoting that, but that was the gist.
That's why I take it, yeah.
I like this guy so much.
I'm reinforcing how much I really, really, like, over the top adore, like him, like pinch him.
I like the guy so much, I want him to be elsewhere. What does that mean about how Brad Stevens is feeling? What does that mean about his current situation here? Is it so bad that it is impacting Brad Stevens?
Or that the situation is bad? He doesn't want to see a guy that he really, really loves and respects stay in that situation?
Dealing with whatever it is he's dealing with behind the scenes in that situation?
He knows the game. He talks to people. You watch it. This is not a likable team. Who knows what goes on within those walls? So you look out for people that you like, your friends, your family.
There's that bird again. The mouse. Sneaker mouse.
Is that your sneakers?
I'm wearing different sneakers. Yeah. The sneakers that caused that issue are that I'm not wearing those today.
Right, right. But again, Zoe, it's a matter of I like him so much, I want him out of there. That's what he's saying. I want him to be elsewhere. I want him to be happy. I want Brad to be happy. That's how I took that. And for him, that means the Pacers. Maybe you could trade Brad and Jaylen Brown, the same deal. Maybe you could do that. Maybe you can move them all at once. What are you looking for?
I hear it still.
No kidding. It's from there. It's from.
He's not doing it again.
Oh, my God. You're sitting there looking like there's actually something to see.
It sounds like it's in here.
Give me a break.
But
oh, my God.
I didn't hear it.
Dave in Pawtucket. Hi,
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I watch it every day.
Yeah, you miss your baseball team down there?
Actually, I do. I live 5 blocks away. I never went to one game. Ha, I miss
them
a lot.
That's why it's gone.
Hey, listen, Sway.
You're the reason they left.
It's your Dave.
Fault. Hey, the politics down here are pathetic. That's all I can say about that.
So is the attendance.
Sway is the way to go. Rask, I've never been a fan, But the guy is letting way too many goals over his shoulder, and that's because he's on his knees way too soon. And the guy just needs to, he's old, he's slow. So Sway is the way, starting game one.
Okay, that's not happening. Not,
never going
to
happen.
But you can root for the replacement to happen. You can root against Tuca if you want to see him fail.
Root for a quick hook. Root for him to give up three in the first.
I'm not rooting for that.
Nobody's rooting for that.
No one's rooting for that.
That's not the call. I don't think that's the topic today.
Tuca's old and slow, and he puts himself in a bad position too early. He goes low too early. Say what you will about Tuca. The fact that he's in the wrong position is not one of them. Was Wagner was telling us a couple of weeks ago. That's all he is the most amazing position goaltender. He makes saves sometimes in practice. Like, what? I shot the puck.
Right.
I don't see the puck. Where's the puck?
Tuca knew where the puck was going.
It's in his glove. He didn't have to move. He was in position.
A quick baseball thought for you. Coming up next, give Tyler his due. I give Garrett Richards his due, too. That's all coming up. And more of your calls, of course, on everything from today, including Tom Brady Sr., his phone call, the Celtics now, and the Bruins as they get ready for the playoffs. And coming up next, we've got something great for you. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Zach Brown Band. We'll do that right on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Served into right field. Renfro on a run's not going to get it. It'll go all the way to the bullpen fence. Chugging around third. Here's
He's
Murphy.
Chugging around.
Here's
He's
the
chugging.
Throw, and he is out at home. The Red Sox cut down another one. Renfro again. Part of that play.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me.
Huh.
It's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time. And
you know what Zoe has, Hardy?
Keep me in my
he has an uncanny ability to bring up a topic that will get us salty about something. Off the air, I mean.
I hear something. It's just
off the air.
Little signal.
You have an uncanny ability to do it. You do it to Hardy, you do it to me.
No, but you agree, though.
I do agree with you.
It's a legitimate question.
No, he Zoe is salty. We're not going to talk about what it was.
I know. You know what? I'm critical.
Yes. He brings up things that he is annoyed by that he knows you will also be annoyed by, so he wants you to join in with him.
Some of this guy's music, really good. Some of it, not good.
Is it about T-Bone?
Oh, no.
Absolutely. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Zach Brown Band live at Fenway Park. The comeback tour hits the park August 8th.
Yeah, coming back.
With Teddy Swims and the Ashland Craft.
Teddy Swims fast.
It's not the Ashland Craft. It's just Ashland Craft.
That's a person.
It's a typo.
That's a woman.
And we found out yesterday.
She's a woman.
It's a woman.
She was on The Voice. Someone sent me an email with a link. It is a person.
So the copy is wrong because it does say here. The Ashland Craft.
Well, it's not just any Ashland Craft. It's the.
The.
It's like the.
Maybe Dave O'Brien wasn't wrong that day. Maybe that's the way the copy was written on his cue card.
Bush and Stone. And Temple Pilots.
Right. Yeah.
Tickets now are on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets to see Zach Brown Band But if you're caller 10 right now, you can get your tickets from us for free.
All right. Yeah. You weren't here yesterday.
I was not.
You should have you would have been proud of McComb. McComb was walking around showing everybody pictures of his girlfriend.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Heard she's a real smoke. That's what I hear. It's a word on the street. She's a gorgeous woman. Yep. No? Was I wrong? Did I get bad info?
Didn't expect it.
Because it's McCone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable talking about without McCone here because I don't know.
I'm not.
I don't know how much he would like us to talk about it. It's all the same. Is this Ashlyn Craft?
It's the Ashlyn Craft to you.
Every day. A typical Facebook video.
Some girl in the bar singing a cover song that someone else wrote for me.
Yeah, come on.
Isn't that Zach Brown Band's entire story?
They do a lot of covers.
They got a couple of their own songs.
They put a fun spin on the cover.
Well, this girl was on The Voice where they sing other people's songs, and she got a great voice.
Usually people on The Voice are really good.
The one song that was sent to me was a song of hers called Two Wild Roses and a Box of Wine.
Oh, that's a country song.
Is this it, T-Bone? The two lovers.
Wildflowers.
They got nothing. They got nothing going on. They're
don't drink box wine. Poor,
but they're wildflowers, right. And they like box wine.
They like,
she gonna sing about it right now.
Hey, man. Baby, we've been running this rat race, coming in last place way too long. Well, I'm trying to be country when I do.
Hold on,
this
she's gonna rhyme it with song. There we go.
Need a little flip flop. Get a dog. Pick up truck. Shit's not any different like the Dixie Chicks or like Lady Antebellum. It's another girl.
Here it is. Here's the hook.
Casey Ballerini.
That's her.
I like the intern song better.
It's not Dixie Chicks and Lady Antebellum anymore, though. I believe it's just Chicks and Lady A.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
Yep.
Don't listen to a lot of country.
What does that mean, T-Bone?
Nothing.
Prince changed his name.
Well, no, he didn't change it to a name. He changed it to the symbol.
It's a sign.
That's right.
It's a symbol. You know what I'm doing here? I'm putting off.
Milking.
And
to give him.
No, I don't know what you're
I'm
doing.
I'm putting off talking about Gary Richards.
Oh. He had a good start last night?
He's had a good month.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Is he buying in now?
ERA in his last four starts, 2.16 ERA. Six scoreless innings last night and an 8-1 win over the A's. Five hits, three walks, four Ks.
Sort of a must-win situation there, right?
He's the second-best ERA in the rotation behind Nick Pivetta, another Chaim Bloom guy. So what do you want from me, Tyler? What do you want?
I've been sitting here thinking lately and kind of just wondering where the narrative with Chaim Bloom is going. Jeez. You know, if you started the year, there was nothing anyone would say nice about him, you know, despite a small group of people. And the goalposts continue to get moved from this team won't be competitive to, oh, no, now he doesn't know how to spend money. But Garrett Richards has clicked. And over the past, you know, couple months, he brought in Nick Pivetta going back to last season. Brought back Martin Perez on a discount, who all three have been great in this rotation. I don't think anyone can deny that at the moment. They've all they're holding their spots without a problem. So then the narrative turned to, oh, well, he doesn't know what he's doing with role players. And then you saw, well, Christian Arroyo broke out and started holding down second base for you. Now who's the star in May? Hunter Renfro, right? And we're kind of looking around. A lot of, you know, the bar keeps getting moved. They're looking for a flaw in Chaim Bloom. And at this point, it feels like he's almost being graded to perfection instead of what he's doing. He's hitting way more than he's missing here. I think that's just what people need to start to look at. The narrative of, oh, well, this guy, you know, he just doesn't want to spend money. He's going left and right, just, you know, bringing in these players that don't work. They're starting to look like they're working to me.
He doesn't want to spend money, but that's less of his problem and more of ownership's problem.
Well, payroll would tell you differently.
Yeah, payroll's very tricky with this team right now. There's a lot of money being spent on guys that are not here.
Yeah, thank you, Dave Dombrowski, who wouldn't have been able to fix that problem.
That's why I said I'm not blaming necessarily Heim Bloom for what's being spent. I said that from the very beginning.
What was the term? Sneaky bad GM.
I would say
sneaky bad GM
that he has done a better job of shopping in that bargain bin than we gave him the credit for at the start of the year.
Whoa!
And
whoa.
Right now his guys look good.
Wow!
And you got to take it. Right now, Heim Bloom looks good.
Wow.
He does.
I like it, Beto.
He looks good. What can I say? This Garrett Richards character changes his windup, and all of a sudden he's able to do it for a month straight. I thought that would last about 6 days. Through his next start, he'd ruin himself again. He is not.
I can't blame you, but what people need to give respect to is Heim Bloom is one of the best talent evaluators in the entire sport.
Now you get greedy.
No, it's not.
now you get greedy.
You look around in the...
No, he's right. You take too much.
You look around. You're telling
capital
me...
Capital letter it.
You go and grab a Garrett Richards, who people were down on. They didn't like. Obviously, there were mechanics to fix. He knows the Red Sox pitching staff can fix them. It clicks. You see it with a Connor Siebold down in the minor leagues. Another guy whose stuff ticks up. Josh Winkowski, who was part of the Andrew Benintendi trade. He's consistently finding these little nuggets. And before them all, Nick Pivetta, who was a failed starter, you know, when he came over here. Now he's right in the middle of your rotation, holding it down.
And you trust all of this to last the season. This is the part where you and I are going to disagree.
It's not about it lasting the entire... Listen, I think they're going to be consistently solid. Are they going to?
You're such a good GM.
No, they're not going to hit the heights. Listen, Nick Pivetta, you're going to tell him he's going to have a low 3 ERA all year? No, but if that equals out to a 3.7, a 3.8, he's hitting on these guys and they're working. There's no denying that right now.
My thought is that last night, you also had a situation where Richards was pitching for most of the night with a big lead.
All right.
His whole outing. He pitched with a big lead all night.
Now
it's over first inning.
See, I can...
There's not a lot of pressure in last night's game.
Okay, but let's talk pressure over his last six starts. 2.60 ERA, 3.22 FIP.
Hardy,
how about that?
This was not an anti-Richards take. What I was going to say
was, think it's FIP-like?
This is how I see this team going. When they hit, they win.
That's what they are. They're an offensive first club.
Offensive first team.
Yeah. Said that from day one. Offense will carry them.
When they hit, they win. Last night they hit, they win. Before that, going back over the last few days, they haven't hit well. They've been losing.
But this lineup, anyone would tell you, they're going to hit throughout the course of the year. Listen, any lineup will go into slumps. In a minute a lineup goes into a slump, people hit the panic button.
This lineup will hit. Thank you, Dave Dombrowski.
Oh, my God. That's the core. The core is here in that sense. There's no denying that.
Well, not even Dave Dombrowski. Xander Bogaerts is not Dave Dombrowski's guy.
It goes all the way back.
So thank you, previous GMs. For the Red Sox lineup.
Oh, that's so lazy. So lazy. Look around and you'll see the W's.
That's 2004. Thank you, Dan Duquette.
That's true, because when Chris Sale comes back, I guess somewhere around the beginning of August, week one of August, guess who's going to get credit for that? It's going to be Dombrowski, right? He's got signed him.
Yes, but you look around.
I'm sure you'll be thanking Heim in August when you get that shot in the arm from Chris Sale.
Well, when you go and find three holes in your rotation, you fill them all up, I got to give you the W. I'm sorry. Can't deny that.
Don't ever stop being you.
Thank you.
We've got headlines here. 90 seconds. We're right back.
One day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.